And good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. I hope you feel the warmth of Christian love and the Holy Spirit today. And just think about how much money we are saving by not having to air condition the sanctuary, right? My name is Barbara Fote, and I'm a member here, and I want to welcome you, particularly if you are new or visiting with us. We are so pleased to have you. I'm on the welcome team, and I will try to get to you to give you a brochure from the church. And I want to make a special welcome. If everybody turn around and say hi to Ben. Ben Mead, this is his last Sunday with us. He has moved to Boston and has a job, I'm happy to report. But he's come back to say goodbye. So it's great to see you, Ben. And others of you, I hope you can sense from that what a warm community this is. There should be in your bulletin a yellow slip. On one side, you can put a prayer request, and those will be collected by the ushers and read. On the other side, we would like, yes, Stark's holding it up, thank you. We would like for you to fill out your name, and if we don't have your contact information, we would love to have that. But we do like to make sure we know who's here. So if you'd fill out those yellow slips, and if you don't give it to an usher for a prayer request, then just drop it right in the offering plate. You have an abbreviated worship service in your bulletin, and most everything will be up on the screen for you. There are restrooms and childcare through this door, a gathering room right behind us you can get to through either door for after the service. Come have a cool glass of water, or maybe there's some coffee back there. And a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy, which means that children should always be accompanied throughout the building by an adult. I want to give you an opportunity to know about some ways that we are in mission and ministry and fellowship. Fellowship is an important part, and I know one of the goals at the retreat for the governing board was we ought to have more fun at church. So if you are part of the Connections Young Adult Group, we are going to see The Mousetrap this afternoon. And it's because our own Stephen Shepherd, who most of you may not know, but he's often up in the balcony every other Sunday running the projection system. He's going to be the detective today. So if you have a ticket, if we'll just meet in the back after church and we'll arrange who's going to ride with whom for that today. Next Sunday, bring a dish to share. There's going to be a potluck, so I want to call that to your attention. I love being a Methodist because we have potlucks, and it's a great chance for food and fellowship as well. There's many other things in your bulletin that I won't mention right now, but do please take note because we have lots of ways for you to plug into service or for you to enhance your spirituality through this church. So now let us continue with our worship.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I am Pastor Alicia, and I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at this church because of what Barbara talked about, all the great things that we do to share God's love out of this space, but also the way that we welcome one another. So I would like to send a warm welcome to each and every one of you. I'm glad you're here today. Sometimes the greatest power that fear holds over us is the power of silence. So often our deepest fears, the ones that paralyze us, are also the ones that hold closest to us, unable to express them even to those we love. We are surrounded by messages that encourage feelings of scarcity and fear. What makes news keeps images and stories of what might happen to us, like walking down a dark, winding, narrow alleyway in Scare City. We can move through our lives in fear of what might be lurking around the next corner. This week, we'll discover what trust in the presence of God can do to shift our fear to curiosity and assurance that we are never, ever alone, and we can pack up and not hold on to all these things and move out of Scare City. So So please remain seated and join me in singing our theme song, You Are Mine.
Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
Do not be afraid. God is with us. Good morning, everyone. My name is Lee Potter, and I'll be the liturgist this morning. Please stand in body or spirit and join in the call to worship. Thank you for the miracle of our bodies. Microscopic particles exchanging in good order, everything working together in harmony. God, we pray for your body, the church, that our congregation could be salt and light in our community and in our world. Help us to model our life together on Jesus Christ, who showed us how everything is knit together for good. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing. What does it mean to model our lives after Jesus? The prophet Micah's words echo down through history. Do justly. Love kindness, and walk humbly with God. Please join in singing, Jesus Christ is waiting.
Jesus Christ is waiting, waiting in the streets. No one is his neighbor, all alone he eats. Listen, Lord Jesus, I am lonely too. Make me friend or stranger, fit to wait on you. Jesus Christ is raging, raging in the streets, where injustice spirals and real hope retreats. Listen, Lord Jesus, I am angry too. In the kingdom causes, let me rage with you. Jesus Christ is healing, healing in the streets, curing those who suffer, touching those he greets. Listen, Lord Jesus, I have listened to. Let my care be active, healing just like you. Jesus Christ is dancing, dancing in the streets, where each sign of hatred, love defeats. Listen, Lord Jesus, we should triumph too. On suspicion's graveyard, let us dance with you. Jesus Christ is calling, calling in the streets. whom will join my journey, I will guide their feet. Listen, Lord Jesus, let my tears be few. Walk one step before me, I will follow you.
John Wesley reminded us that God created us to be relational beings. Take a moment and greet those around you with the peace of Christ, offering a handshake, a high five, or a fist bump. When the music starts, it's time for the children to come down front with Pastor Alicia and for the rest of us to return to our seats.
Good morning. How are all of you today? All right. So what was that song from? Where did we learn that song? What's that?
Son of Bible School.
In Vacation Bible School. He was trying to remember what it was called. So does anyone know what started today at 9:30 this morning? What happened at 9:30 this morning? I'm interested in what you're going to say.
Sunday school.
Yes, Sunday school started at 9:30 this morning. You know what? I feel bad having you all stand up. Why don't you go up there and you can come sit in the light, okay? Because I feel bad you're all standing here with me. You can go up and around and sit with me. Can you do it? All right. So Sunday school starting 9:30 on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. on Sundays. And, of course, you can come in and have breakfast first if you'd like, breakfast or a bagel, depending on the week. So today we're talking about fear. Can you guys scoot over this? Thank you. This way I'll fit. Come on over. Okay, I'll come to you. So today we're talking about fear, and I'm wondering if anyone is brave enough to share with us something they might be afraid or worry about. Is there anything that anyone in here worries about? Anything you're willing to admit, I guess? Anything you are afraid of or worry that something... I don't know about you, but you got something, Eric? Yes.
I'm afraid that...
Not sure how to put it into words. Sometimes it's hard to put our fears or our worries into words, huh? Yeah. Is it coming out or no? It's okay if it isn't. Okay. All right. Anyone else have anything they would like to say? Something that you worry about or that you're afraid of? I know when I... started school in the beginning of the year, like September would start, and all of a sudden I'd be worried about who's going to be in my class this year. Will I know anyone in my class? Will I, I like the teacher? Will I get along with the other students? Will I get along with the teacher? Will the teacher give a lot of homework? All these things. Does anyone worry about this stuff before they go to school? Oh, you guys are easygoing. I'm no worries. Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, I don't know where to go with this then. So, I know that that's one of the things that I worried about when I was a kid, so I'm going to go with that. Sometimes when I was a kid, I worried about how it would go on the bus stop and if everybody would get along, because sometimes on my bus stop, not everybody got along and they kind of got in arguments and stuff. Does that ever happen to any of you? Are you guys with me? I feel like you're either asleep or hot. I'm going to come over here for a minute. All right. So, sometimes when we're afraid of something or we can't even find the words to describe what we're afraid of, something that we can do is talk to Jesus. We can have a conversation, a prayer with Jesus and ask Jesus to be with us in whatever we're worried about and whatever we might be scared of or afraid of. And so I'm offering this to you, that this is something that you can do if you're ever worried or nervous or afraid of something. So will you pray with me now? Will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for children. We're grateful for their honesty and for their compassion and for the things that they worry about that they can't even put into words. Be with each of them, that they might know your love and know that you are always there with them. And I pray that they know when it seems like it's really scary or something is really bothering them or worrisome, that they remember this conversation and turn to you in prayer. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming up and talking with me. I hope that you all cool off. It's hot in here today, isn't it? And you can come sit with whoever brought you, okay? Whoever brought you today, you can go sit with. Ooh, you okay, and Natasha? Okay. And now we will be blessed with music from our choir.
As we begin our time of prayer, we recognize that we hold that the hold that fear has over us, and yet we struggle to break free. Eldridge Cleaver reminded us that if we are not part of the solution, we are part of the problem. Join me in praying for strength as we read Prayer of Confession by John Vandalar. Fear is a terrible thing, God. So many people have been scapegoated and injured just because we are afraid of difference. So many go hungry just because we are afraid of not having enough. So many have been abused and displaced just because we are afraid of powerlessness. So many have been turned away from your life just because we are afraid of being judged ourselves. Forgive us for giving our fear such power. Teach us the faith of the sparrow. Teach us the love that drives out fear. And teach us to stop clinging to our lives but to find life by giving ourselves up for your kingdom. Amen. If someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. We enter our prayer time singing Nothing Can Trouble, a Taizé hymn using the words of St. Teresa de Avila from the 1500s.
Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. Those who seek God shall never go wanting. Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. God alone fills us.
Some prayers are spoken and some are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we are open hearts to you. Hear our prayers and know our hearts as we strive to live our lives after the model of Jesus. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. In the words of Beth Richardson, when the days are dreary and the light is dim, when it seems that the world is hopeless, full of illness, violence, and death, bless the tender signs of hope we see in the newborn child, in the generosity of the stranger. When the night is long and tragedy reigns, when acts of hate drown out voices of justice, children dying, mothers crying, bless the tenacious love to which we cling, love that hangs on, though we would sink into despair. When all around is sadness and grief, when each new day brings news of illness, stories of disease, announcements of death, bless the promise of a light that shines through darkness. Light of a star, light of a smile, light of a babe. Bless the tears, bless the grief, bless the despair, bless the dying. Bless the hope, bless the love, bless the life, bless the light. Come, Emmanuel, God, with us and bring us light. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Forever. That's how long God is with us. Please stand in body or spirit and join in singing hymn 508. which will also be on the screen, faith while trees are still in blossom. Listen to these comforting words from the 41st chapter of Isaiah, the 10th verse. Before I begin reading, let's understand that these words were written in a time of despair when the Hebrew people were in exile in Babylon. To many people did not feel like God was with them. But Isaiah had the long view. This is only a single verse. I'm going to read it twice so you can absorb it and ponder what it means for you today, especially if you find this to be a time of despair. Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will hold you with my righteous, strong hand. Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will hold you with my righteous, strong hand.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, for our second week of the stewardship campaign, we will talk about fear, hurricanes, and one way that we may encounter God, because God is always with us. It was 2011, and I knew I couldn't remain stuck any longer. I prayed for days and weeks, and finally an affirmation popped into my head. I no longer live in fear. I live on faith. I knew I wanted to move forward. I wasn't sure what that looked like, but I knew one thing. I no longer live in fear. I live on faith. That year, I bought a house all on my own and answered the call to ministry. I began the process within the United Methodist Church, applied and entered seminary in a different state as my daughter entered high school. I no longer live in faith. I no longer live in fear. I live on faith. I no longer live in fear. I live on faith. Sometimes we are not sure what's next or how it will happen, but we know whose we are. We are God's children. Our text, "Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God." There are so many things to fear. We have fears from our childhood that carry through us today. We have fears about ourselves, that we are not worthy or special or will not fit in. Somehow we believe the negative things about ourselves and fear others may catch on to our fears, so we hide them. We build walls around our emotions so that our family and friends will not learn the truth about our fears. On the TVs and radios and internet, we hear things that we are supposed to fear. We should be afraid that there's not enough money or water or flu shots. Sometimes it's hard not to get swept away in the fears that are presented to us in the media. It's hard not to be afraid when we worry about our country and we long for peace in our world. But God says, "Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God." God is with us. Even though we have work to do in this country and world, we do not need to react or do the work out of fear, but out of love. God is with us because God loves us. We can share that love through our caring and sharing. I don't know about you, but I couldn't help but watch the news the last few days to keep track of the hurricane. I have friends in North Carolina. It is always hard to watch folks lose their houses and their livelihoods and sometimes their lives when a hurricane strikes. The thing that amazes me every time is the kindness to each other. People help each other when disaster strikes. They are caring and sharing. The United Methodist Church has an organization called UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, and they are running toward the hurricane when others are running away, and they are on the front lines when hurricanes and natural disasters strike. And part of our ministry shares goes to UMCOR. God says, "Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God." When disaster strikes, people share God's love in a large way. God is with us when disaster strikes. We can feel it through the acts of kindness of God's children. In your bulletin, you received I think it's blue or green sheet, and it's our pantry numbers. This is just an average month of the way in which this congregation, our outreach affects people around us. Just on an average month, what's the top number there? 4,320 meals in 1 month. We are sharing and caring. And I wonder, how do we move this beyond just this church and into our everyday lives? It's easy to live in scarcity or scarcity in this culture. It seems everywhere we turn, we are told what we should own or buy or how it may run out, so we better just go get it now. But when hurricanes or other natural disasters strike, people come forward and care and share. And our outreach in this community, in this congregation, continues to care and share in volumes, it seems, when I look at those numbers. When we live on faith in Jesus Christ, we know he has been through so much that he understands our struggles and our fears. In other words, Jesus understands our humanity, our brokenness, our fears, and loves us anyway. We do not need to live in fear that we are alone in this. There will be a way out of scarcity when we trust Jesus to lead us through. Sometimes this means doing something differently, or going outside the box, or going against the grain. But throughout the Bible, God over and over again sends angels and messengers to say, do not be afraid. I feel as a congregation, we need to hear this today. I know we are all worried about the available space that is a significant income source for our congregation. We do not need to be afraid. We need to pray. Take some action and then pray some more. I'm not sure how it will work out, but I know it will work out. It may not work out as we planned. It may work out in a new way. In our class, The Five Means of Grace, we talked about fasting and prayer. We have decided in our own way, our classmates and I, how we would pray about this available space, office space, and how we would pray and maybe even fast. We are not going on a hunger strike or anything like that, but I'll share with you what I'm going to do. I'm going to skip one lunch every week, starting this week, and take that time to pray specifically about our available office space and how it could be used for income. Maybe it is the way we've done it in the past few years by renting it. Maybe it's another way. But I'm going to fast for one meal, one lunch, and I'm going to pray. What we learned in our book, Five Means of Grace, is that it's not enough to continue the tradition of fasting, but the fasting and praying together is what needs to happen. So I hope each of you will take time out of your day or week and pray with me about this available office space and how we may find some income out of it. And we have this in your bulletin as well. A head full of fears has no space for dreams. I want you to take this with you. I want you to place this where you're going to see it every day, as a reminder that a head full of fears has no space for dreams or for faith. And another way that you might be reminded is later today, I'd like you to listen to this song. You can find it on YouTube. It's sung by Chris Tomlin. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I've had that in my head all week this week. How will we move out of scarcity and enter into the full meaning of child of God? What fears will we give up? What will we care about? And how will we share our abundant gifts? When uncertainty is around every corner, our scripture in Isaiah, in short, says this, "Do not fear, for I am with you." We are children of God, and I'm hoping we enter 2019 saying this, I no longer live in fear. I live on faith. Amen. Well, I am
excited to share a video with you in a moment. One of the members of our congregation filmed this and made it wonderful and beautiful. That's James Rada, and the person that we're going to hear from is Holly Austin, and I don't see her here today, but Holly was asked this question, and I've asked this of other folks as well, and we've video recorded it. Why University Church, and why have you stayed, or what makes University Church your home? And let's hear what Holly had to say.
When Seth and I were kids, we grew up in religious families that were attending very conservative churches, and we really disliked their vocal condemnation of certain groups of people and people who had certain lived experiences. And so as adults, we hadn't really sought out a church of any kind. And then we became foster parents. And after our first little one, who was 4, was with us for a little while, we realized that we didn't just want to provide kids with a safe and loving home, we also wanted to have them experience being part of a safe and loving community. So we decided we were going to join a church, and I tried UUMC first because I drove past here all the time on the way to daycare, and I always noticed the rainbow banner on the front of the church that said, "All are welcome." And I figured if a church was openly inviting LGBTQ people who are so often alienated from Christian churches, that was a good sign. On our first Sunday here, we knew within about 15 minutes that we were in the right place. Everyone was so warm and so welcoming. People made a point of coming over to us and introducing themselves and remembering our names. It was such a great atmosphere. And then one of the other things that we loved was how children are made part of this community. I loved that there was a part of worship that was just for kids. I loved that children were welcome to remain in the sanctuary even if they were a little bit noisy, and there were rocking chairs in the back of the church for parents who had young kids. And another thing that was really important to us was to find a church that was doing good work in the community. The foster families that we work with, we see how much they struggle just to get their basic needs met, needs that they have to get met in order to get their kids back. No one should have to struggle that hard for basic needs. And UUMC is, of course, doing amazing work in this community with outreach and services and resources, not just to people who are low income, but to other communities that are very vulnerable. So every time I walk in this church to this day, I always think, yeah, this feels like home.
And I hope all of you feel as though it's home as well. Committed persons have been worshiping here in this congregation for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. We are thankful for those whose faith was enough to lay the cornerstone. And we commit ourselves to sustaining their mission. And you can hear from Holly how important it is to so many people. If you were a first-time visitor, we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. And don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that were in your bulletin into the offering plate. We will hear today from our choir the full version of our theme song that we've been singing the refrain of this week and last. So they will bless us with music and do not be afraid.
Thank you.
Please remain standing. Paul writes in the 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, God loves a cheerful giver. Eugene Peterson, in his translation of the Bible, says, God loves it when the giver delights in giving. Let us pray together. God of grace, it is our delight and our devotion to give these gifts to you. All we are and all we have are yours alone. Accept this joyful offering as a token of our abiding love. Use it to bring peace, justice, and comfort to all the world. Amen. Please remain standing while we sing hymn 529, How Firm a Foundation.
Up here for next week, all right? Because we're letting go of fears and moving out of scare city. So, and I will be over here if anyone would like to talk to me at the end. Go into your week with your ears pitched to the sound of God's voice calling your name. Go into your week with your eyes peeled for the face of Jesus in unexpected places. Go into your week with your soul poised to receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. Amen.